Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texas Parks and Wildlife television series brings the outdoors in. Series producer Don Cash says one segment on Weiler Aerial Tramway will take viewers to new heights.
It's really kind of an unusual state park because it's a tramway and not your typical I'm going camping kind of place. The history of the tramway is really interesting. It was originally there to service the television towers on the top of the mountain.
The main purpose of the tramway being built was to get his engineers up to the transmitter site to do maintenance. When they saw that the ride was beautiful, they decided to open it up to the public, and it ran until 1986 when it was shut down.
And the view is just
breathtaking, huh?
Yeah.
We're also going to go way down in the valley to the Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park, which is also part of the World Birding Center.
This is one of the best places in the country to see birds. We have over 500 species just in the lower Rio Grande Valley alone, which is more than what some states have.
All year round at Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park, you're going to see lots of birds. You're going to hear lots of birds. It seems to be pretty constant down there, no matter what time of the year you're there.
Texas Parks and Wildlife television series airs on PBS stations. Check your local listings. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.